I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Uprising. Enjoy.
Seems to have control over animals. Something changed into a badger.
Baze approves of that statement. Baze is always a good one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're both druids, right?
Something like that.
Maybe we should use you as bait. Like, stick you out there and...
Hey, I'm down with. We won't hurt you.
It doesn't sound very well.
What do you do?
I was expecting this. No. Ivory scroll too. Is there anything my non-weapons will help me?
I have a secondary taco.
Looks like you need to figure out the...
complex lock.
Yep.
Does each end of... You said it's dials? Like...
It's too complex for an unlock. Can't put it.
How does...
How about not?
It's not dials, it's buttons. They're $30.
How about knock?
Knock should work.
It's buttons.
I don't know knock.
Nice. Open it up.
Do you own it? Hmm? Do you have this spell though?
Or is it in memory?
I don't have this. It has.
And has it in memory right now.
Yeah.
If I memorized it.
You might want to hold on to it just in case. Try it later.
Try it later, sure.
You might need the knock spell.
Wait, so pressing the buttons, you had to press the buttons in a certain order?
Apparently. And there's no knowing, is it
know.
One, two, three, it's not one, because you just press all 30 buttons, so is it two buttons exactly have to be depressed?
I have sound analysis, can I listen to it and listen for clicks or something?
If you can roll a one on a natural 20.
Wait, he's gonna do it.
Oh, that was...
It looked like a one at first.
That's 10. Two.
One plus zero is one.
10 ones. That's crazy.
So you can open 10 of those.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you use one charge, you can
use
9 more.
Alright. I can juggle it.
That's how it works.
You know.
Turn one combination
lock.
Okay.
You could try tracking and see if the buttons are worn. The right pattern. What?
I don't remember.
They have a scroll case. It has 30 buttons on it. It's an ivory scroll case with 30 buttons, and he's trying to figure out how to get it open.
No burrito for
me. I guess not.
Get one?
No.
Probably wrong. That's the hardest second one. He can give you that one.
That's fine.
I asked.
He did ask. I heard him ask. I just didn't realize you could get one.
I didn't hear him. That's right.
Are there proper things to memorize for me?
Yes. The Zombie thing.
Just take it out of all the
regular pencils.
Not my fault.
Is that the case? No, I have everything with no having cast on
it. It would have been fine, except we didn't realize it.
Yeah,
exactly enough.
So are all these spells on my book
here? Right? Bunch of
apps. These are all the spells shutting out.
That sounds cool. H, you should be in your book.
You remember I had magic missile.
Do you not have an H on magic missile?
No.
That's probably my error then.
You probably thought that M for max slash min was an H.
Yeah, push up some halls and make a
so just change that one to something
might
else.
Be tortilla chips.
You haven't cast it, so I'm cool with you picking what you want it to be since you're actually here now. You want to try it?
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a really slim chance. Crazy thing could happen.
32.
That's not good enough.
Well then.
Negative.
Can I try again?
Yeah. So spot,
try three times your chance to draw.
I guess I think it is then.
If you get a level, you can try again.
Pretty sure.
Now we really want what's inside there. Let's get it open.
Anything magical?
You
just want me to smash it?
Like
he said you just want him to smash the ornate.
I know. Okay.
Money. I point at it.
It does look at it. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Smashing it would probably increase its value.
I think that using a spell to open it would be worth getting what's inside.
What if it's empty?
Yeah, it could be empty. But we might need that spell later to unlock a door somewhere.
Instead of
are there numbers written on
can
it?
Can we focus on this?
No.
I'll just shove it in a pack or something. We'll get it later.
I didn't hear
okay.
So what are we doing? We're going to go... Moving on.
Okay. Oh,
okay, there's one room that you have not been in.
The chest is cleared out. Searched the rest of the room, didn't find anything.
Correct. The only thing that's of interest in here is the tunnels that lead out.
We got potions that may or may not shrink us down. And I did find two spells.
Yeah. Scroll. Two shields. I'll show them.
That do the same thing as a potion, but nobody's listening. Nobody's.
I am.
Well, shall we do another one?
That was the problem. Yeah. I didn't even get to go.
I think we should exhaust all the possibilities first.
There's one invisible. No.
Wasn't there another room?
There's one room you have not been in yet. Yes.
So check out the other room real quick.
Okay, checking out the other room.
Is
that what we're doing? Checking out the other room?
Back into our
back into marching order?
Marching order thing?
Meters.
No!
Checking our traps.
Right up behind the leader. Who's leading?
It's me.
Why are we letting Midget go first?
Because Midget...
That dude can check for traps.
I will slap you again.
And
not well, clearly. He's triggered two out of three, and those are the only ones he's been front for.
No.
That's true.
What do you mean, no?
He saved you from one.
Yeah, he saved me from one, but he triggered
the he triggered the Porculus trap, then he triggered the...
Would you like to try?
The axe.
Sure.
Faze will happily stay in the back because
Faze is not feeling it. Hey, guys, there's a reason I anchored him. Because he's going to be checking / triggering traps. So,
there you go. Okay.
Where are you guys?
Natural chamber is perhaps 35 feet long and about 20 feet wide. A sphere of stalagmites has fused with stalactites to create natural columns.
That'd be cool.
The wall across to your left is a milky white flowstone formation that appears like a stone waterfall. At its base is a clear pool of water trickling into a small stream that flows to your right. The wall to your right glints with numerous minerals infused in the stone. There are dozens of quartz formations in the wall. Think that they could be valuable if removed properly.
Quartz formations?
Yep.
Can I try to
just... lodge one?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
What do I roll?
Here's one delay.
Lower high.
Low.
If you have to always smash it.
78.
What about all stages?
It cracks.
Well, I could have done that.
You think it would be worth the money, but they're going to be hard to get out.
What are you talking about?
The quartz formations in the wall to your right.
It might work. No, it would fix it.
But there is no exit to this room.
That's what I'm saying.
Quartz can be valuable, right?
Yeah. Said they look valuable, but they look like they'd be hard to get out.
Instead of staying on a cash tree and wait on the tree and break quartz.
Unless you have a dig spell.
It doesn't work that way.
Damage.
Then right up against it. Into a tree.
How about
next to the club. Stream runs along the back wall of the room and goes out to your right.
Apologize, though?
Archaeologize.
Now you have theoretically searched every room. What do you do?
We have to go through the tunnel.
Yeah, I guess so. Do we have enough?
Mark says we're not going to fit.
So how much?
Yeah, I'm aware.
Don't worry, man. We'll figure a way.
How much quartz is there?
I have a hammer.
Dozens.
Are they like small pieces or is it like a big wall?
It's a wall, but they're each of the quartz pieces are very small.
Wait, what?
So we have the six potions.
Mark is not.
And the two spells. Drinking so write some spells himself. So you can keep it. Do you have right on this?
As soon as he figures out what you're talking about, he's like, I am not drinking a potion.
I signed up for combat today.
I'm not drinking a potion. And
I brought a map. Do you think I'll have
to? Marilla's casting a spell on me to drink.
You have a map?
Come on, Mark. Yeah.
I don't know what the map is.
I just want to cast a spell that can cause all the force to drop out of the wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I,
wait, shouldn't somebody catch your thing, bro?
Mark's not going to want to go.
Once you give
well, he can make it so it gently settles on the ground. He's doing the illusions.
Negative one of my saving throw.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Trying to clear the quartz out of the wall with phantasmal force.
Four.
Okay. So he goes. And the rock around all the quartz begins to crumble and it slowly rolls down into the quartz, forms a nice pile on the floor, and the wall is mostly blank. There's about three dozen pieces of quartz sitting on the floor.
Hey, you just invented the archaeologize spell.
I still have the gold in my boat.
He is a paleontologist.
How do we die?
Paleontologist.
How do
we die? You didn't bring a boat.
Yes, we have all that party gold
in your boat on the griffins and everything weighed. You couldn't take anything that was heavy.
It's
not magic. Was that heavy enough not to bring it?
Yeah, it was loaded with gold.
You bring your backpacks and stuff. I mean, you
they looked at me funny with my armor on.
Yeah, they didn't hassle about his plate and armor.
Theoretically, it should be safe, right?
Yeah, everything's safe.
Way of very
watchful.
Anyways,
the doctor.
So, you looked at this, right, Dion?
Yeah, I have no idea what it is.
You think you have any idea of which room maybe any of these we've been in already?
Do I?
And it looks like this one has an altar with candelabras.
Got nothing. Yeah.
This one has a smiley face. This one has like little whoopie woos, looks like water.
Whoopie woos.
Maybe a river.
That's a technical term.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it is.
Technical bathroom term.
Oh, it is.
Well, there's water
in
this room.
Is
that this room? Is it a dead end?
No, no. Whoopie woos going right through the middle of the room, so.
So it's an official wizard.
It is. It's very technical.
I'll look at it and say you have not been in any of those rooms. You look at it and says, no, we haven't been
I'm thinking those tunnels or lines are the little tunnels, these little tunnels.
All of them right now. Hey, let me see that.
Because I snorted coffee when I was two. That's why I think that.
Wait, is that your backstory?
Is that your backstory?
I would believe
that. Yeah. Two pages of that.
He snorted a coffee bean when he was little.
If it's not in your backstory, it needs to be in your backstory.
The coffee bean's still on. Didn't count. Pressing on his
brain. Yeah, the caffeine allows him to pull through and sculpt reality as we see it.
Go back and count them.
Okay. Deanna's going back to the big room.
I'm just going to count the tunnels over here at Vex. I just like peeking the door.
One, two, three, four. Four.
Half a dozen. What?
Is that making them the same?
Well, there was a swarm of rats.
Okay.
I
don't think any of these are where they start.
So you got a technique. Pull it through. You don't want to pull it tight. Pull it tight.
So what do you now? Mark is not drinking a potion or having a spell cast on him to make him small.
What's he talking about? He doesn't know what a potion is.
The tight ones.
What if I sculpt reality and make you invisible?
No.
But it's not magic.
It would be shameful.
Yeah, I don't know what you've done but or how it is that you do that, but I don't want anything to do with it.
I change the fibers of reality themselves.
Yeah, which seems almost as bad, if not worse, than magic.
You change the fiber people's bones.
Here, drink it. It's a sports drink. It'll give you electrolytes.
Slap a label on it. Gatorade. See, it's Gatorade now.
I mean, if I use it, that's considered magic.
This one was made by a witch doctor.
What?
Don't witch doctor make
this one was made by a witch doctor.
Oh, witch doctor's got. Hey, does somebody have a bone?
Put
a bone
in. Like, if I cast a spell
get a femur.
On the scroll, it'll count as being cast, if I know. I
can transfer it.
So that way I can transfer to a during memorization.
No, if you cast it out of a book, then it would count as being cast. If you cast it off the scroll and it's never been part of a book, it's an actual scroll copy of the spell, it would not count.
But I can memorize off the scroll.
Correct, and it will disappear if you do so. Yeah. And then if you cast it then it would count as being cast.
Right. Now, while it's in memory, can I write it into a spell book with the right spell?
Yes. Okay. And it would disappear from your memory.
So it won't necessarily be the end of not having a spell.
Correct.
We have to know that would happen.
We also have two copies of it.
Right, but we're going to have to use them all if we're all going. Unless Mark stays here.
Mark stays
Mark's
here.
Not going. There's no way. You'd have to physically then when he wakes up.
From personal experience.
He's had. I'll go out and tell Un will see what's going on, and I'll attack with him.
Is like the opening too small? We just want to be small and conceal ourselves.
The opening's too small.
Or less than 2 foot in diameter. Caves.
That actually sounds like a good idea for me too.
No, you can stay here. We need muscle.
But that night guy looked really cool.
So,
we'll meet him again.
We'll meet him on the field of battle. Well, you all will meet him on the field of battle.
Yeah, he looks like a...
Anyway.
Well, I guess Mark is going back out to...
I'll go back out and try to find Umsi and attack with him.
You're all scared of magic.
Are you sure you guys don't want to keep
a scared of magic.
Potion?
I usually destroy it. I am giving you mercy.
Oh.
Okay. Well, we have time. Once we get time.
And our magic.
Yes, you have sold your soul.
Couldn't even destroy this act. I didn't sell my soul. Give it free.
Tony, I can give up magic anytime I want, man. Anytime, I can give up magic. He goes.
Okay, he leaves. That's enough. He's had enough. He's out of here.
He's walking out like a shade.
He jogs.
Scroll. Scroll, man.
He jogs back down the hallway, leaps the pit, yeah. Lifts the portcullis. Which isn't an easy task to do because there's only a 2-inch side lip on the other side. Okay. If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends. So Mark is gone. Now there are 7 of you. Then there were 7.
Okay, I guess I'm trying to learn the spell.
One guess who that is.
Damn.
Trying
to learn.
89. I think that's above my...
Not now.
You got 2 copies.
For one more now.
I don't have it written down. I have an 18 intelligence.
Oh, that's true.
I think it's 85%.
I think it is, yeah.
Which one?
Probably one
where it
was listed and it can't.
Your chance is 85%. Therefore, you have failed to know this spell on that copy. However, you do have 2 copies.
Okay.
Can I try that one, maybe?
Or the other one.
What do I roll? Spellcraft or...
Percentile dice.
Okay. 04. Possible variant.
Oh, yeah.
25.
It's a module spell. Is there a variant?
You're growing of everything.
Yeah, there's a variant of
25.
25?
Yep.
Okay, so you know the spell.
You have to mark it on your sheet as you know it because it takes up one of your spell slots.
Like, okay, so... The variant of the spell...
95% chance.
Improved enlarged.
You get the you get the original spell and then also the variant.
Okay.
You roll low, not on the high end.
Awesome. We didn't find all your dice.
This is set. I got.
No, that's not.
Right, this is set. I got.
I think you lost those.
Oh, they're red, black, and red. How
dare you?
I'm trying to keep the ones that you're talking about.
Yep.
They're black and red. I'm pretty sure those are the ones that you're
standing. I don't know where those came from.
Okay, so the statistics of the spell are this. It has verbal, somatic, and material components.
Mm-hmm.
It has a casting time of 1 round.
Ooh, 1 round?
Yep. It has a range. So you can use it out to... 3 inches, plus 1/2 inch per level. Not in the player's handbook. Affects 1 creature, has a duration of 1 hour per level.
May cause shrinking.
Okay, approved.
Reduced person.
That
is. Casting time is.
You might get smaller.
Duration.
Is 1 hour per level.
Guys, it's not psionic arm.
There were innocent.
Okay. There's casting time, duration, verbal, somatic, and material.
Timex and magic.
Yep. And the material component is a handful of iron filings.
I don't love it. Psychotic.
You're not psychotic. Well, you do have a point. Trust me, it's really good.
It's actually 2.5 inches plus 1 inch per level. Or for 2 levels, sorry. Plus 1 inch. Plus 1/2 inch for 2 levels.
Okay, right. Say that again.
2.5 inches plus.
1/2 inch.
Plus 1/2 inch per 2 levels. I gotta write that down.
Plus 1/2 inch per. Two.
That's 1 humanoid creature. Saving throw negates, which means it can be used as a weapon. Although,
we definitely find
you
out.
You get a serious advantage when you a weapon too.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely.
I had like 18% chance.
Target.
I
think it's 5% plus every.
My weapon gets more, so I do less damage.
Intelligence, wisdom.
Okay, so what's the variant?
Okay, so then the variant would be
one for every 3 points.
Ends up being with psionic.
So it's reversible. To improve. Enlarged person. Mm-hmm. However, when you cast it that way, it takes 2 rounds to cast instead of one, and cannot be cast on another willing target.
Improved.
So you can do an improved
person.
Enlarged person, basically.
Wow.
It takes 2 rounds and cannot be cast on another willing target.
Variant. Reversible.
You can cast on another person.
Casting time equals 2 rounds.
Correct. Cannot be on an unwilling target.
No unwilling target.
Where's this one? Sorry, I didn't mean to let go.
What?
Oh, you're the one that shot the rubber band.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. I was just holding it and I accidentally let go.
Dan, does it reduce somebody smaller than the normal shrimp spell?
Yes, the way it works is it reduces their size category by 2. So if you're medium, you drop to tiny.
Okay, and how does shrink work?
How does your tiny level?
The normal percentage. Reduce the percentage per level.
Tiny.
So this is better.
Yeah.
So then the large person with the super wants to be better than normal.
Exactly, reverse. It increases them by 2. So, like, tiny would become large, medium would become gargantuan.
You can make a dragon.
Nice.
Oh, no.
Normal size.
No, medium would be huge.
Huge.
So a large, huge, colossal, gargantuan, colossal.
Planetary. Galactic.
Now we're starting to get into some Gurren Lagann stuff.
Yeah.
Universal.
That's that anime.
Start throwing planets and galaxies at each other.
Yeah.
Like they're amazing
stars.
Hey! We're the upper 10%.
Yeah.
Reppin'.
Okay. So you have the spell known. You have the spell known. You still have the 2 copies on this roll.
Okay, so we can drink the 6 potions 10%. And cast one of the spells.
Yep.
What's the cast?
I got lucky.
Don't know how long this is going to last on somebody because I don't know what level the guy was that made this stuff.
This is awesome.
You know, it's going to be at least 8.
Yeah.
You just can't write scrolls until 8.
8 minutes or 8 hours?
You can't.
8 hours. You can't write scrolls until 8th level.
Really? Oh. I thought anybody could write scrolls.
Yeah. 8 levels of scrolls and potions.
I want 6 potions.
First level. 3rd edition. Scribe scrolls.
Ow.
I'm going to okay, so these potions are going to last at least 8 hours. Assuming the potion's made by the same person who wrote the scroll.
How long does your casting last?
Considerably less.
Cast it on Jenny.
I have a shrimp spell, you know. So you can use a red cord for it.
Yes, I do.
Or actually, yeah, cast it on Dion.
Don't cast it on me.
Right.
Me. Cast it on me. If we re-embiggen inside a tunnel, he'd be the least affected by it.
He'd still be crushed. Right.
I can't fit.
Wouldn't be comfy.
He'd be the least impacted by it.
You know how long it would last?
Dead doesn't seem any less impacted to me.
It seems like dead is dead.
If the spell works like I think it does, probably about 4 hours or so.
Plenty of time.
For what?
Not necessarily.
We don't know what's out there.
We get 3 hours in and haven't made any serious progress. Oh, I'd say 2 hours in.
Do I have a volunteer for the cast version of the spell?
Space,
I'll do it.
Okay. I have accepted a volunteer position.
Do I think I would die if
position
I
is now closed.
Yeah. You don't find a bigger space. Yeah.
You said it's 2 feet across. Right?
It's roughly 2 in diameter. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so I should use clairvoyance.
You should be able to fit in 2.
Okay, we'll do it.
Probably not.
I'm going to use clairvoyance.
Very tight. Shoulders would be a problem.
Okay. Well, we'll just try to hurry then.
Like he went like this, got his shoulders cocked. Like,
you know, if it's an instantaneous stuck, sure. Transformation,
I would like to use clairvoyance.
Okay.
Look through.
You're gonna stand at the opening and see what you can see. Pointed where to beat in.
I need water.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, it's like a about what size?
Just more tunnel. Yep. The one tunnel gets a little wider, but other than that, just more tunnels. The one. I'll assume you're going down and checking them. The one tunnel, the two tunnels become one. One tunnel splits into three. One tunnel curves hard to the right. And one tunnel becomes a little bit wider. And closer to the
three.
Your
pupils just
disappear. You got freaked out.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to focus. We have right about an hour now. So
isn't there another tunnel if we go back?
No, this is it. Let's move.
No, there was the big one where the giant rats were living. These
are
no,
where, like the rats. Where we came to the fort, we went left into the rat swarm. We
went right into the room of the rat swarm, and you just went back left a little bit ago, and that's where you saw the river flowing under there, and two stalagmites, and that's where you pulled the crystal out of the wall. That's it. That's all the hallways.
I'll tell them where I saw this.
Okay. So he says one gets a little wider, one curves sharply to the right, one goes together and becomes two of them go together and become one, and then one splits and becomes three.
How many tunnels?
Four. In the room you're in, there are four.
We just see dunker
here.
Four small tunnels.
We're certain that we are not on the map yet.
Oh, you're on the
voice.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
We're not there yet. No.
Where do we get
in the chest? I say we just go outside and attack from outside.
This
is way too much work. They're attacking at noon anyways.
Hey, Dan. Can I do object reading on the map to learn on
the phone? Try anyway.
Sure, I'll try.
We'll come down
later. Have a map.
44?
Okay. Map. You see an image of a man hunched over the map, reading it, and then your vision shifts slightly and you can see him, and he's not a man, but a badger. But he's a bipedal badger with the head of a badger, the hands of a badger, the claws of a badger, wearing armor, holding a sword. And then the image is gone.
What kind of sword was it?
It is possible to try again, just, you know, but...
Yeah, I'll try a little bit more.
So the longer you do it, the more time comes. And also, that took him like 5 minutes, so...
I looked
at the tunnels.
Like tons of just regular rat tracks. Roll and see if maybe you can figure out which one he went down. Okay. Okay. No. I mean, you can see a track on the left half of the room that's probably his, but you can't tell which tunnel he went down for sure. So it's definitely one of the left two. Okay. Object reading again. Roll percentile dice. Tommy, roll percentile dice.
05.
Okay. You see the same man. You see him shrink to the shape of a badger and disappear down one of the tunnels.
All right.
And then just a short time later, you see him enter a room, chamber, with him. And in that chamber, you see a pair of 3 foot long, squat, furry badgers. They're not giant, but they're bigger than normal.
And
then the image is gone. Now we're at 10 minutes of doing this.
Okay, I'm
gonna Okay.
So, where are we going?
Other than the fact that the pupils in his eyes disappeared and his eyelids fluttered slightly for a minute,
I want to go outside and attack the castle from more work than it's worth. Mm-hmm. It's gonna cost us money if we have to use all our shrinking things.
You need to feel that the previous owner of this map was Belgium, most likely.
According to our scouts, that place is almost incredible.
Yeah, how are we going to attack almost. A 10-foot wall of wood?
There were 20 to 25 guards alert and watching at midnight.
Yeah. abilities. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't have ballistas and catapults and all that stuff. Like,
I can change myself.
To attack this by himself?
No, he's attacking in concert with your arrival, which should be in an hour and a half if you hurry up.
And we have invisible people.
Okay, no, we're drinking potions, going in the tunnels. Who's with me?
While we're in or while we're alive?
An hour and 20 minutes.
Is anybody leaving to go attack the wall outside?
By himself. If no, if you don't come, he's attacking by himself. Or if he sees a fiery arrow before then he'll attack when he sees a fiery arrow.
Is anybody leaving to go attack outside with Mark?
He seemed a bit taken with Charlotte, so.
No?
She gave him a token.
Pass out the potions.
Oh my.
He asked for a token. He said, can I get a scarf or maybe a pair of frilly underwear? She gave him a dart. That's what she gave him.
Gave him a dart? Really?
Yeah, she gave him a dart.
Not even an arrow? I mean,
you know what songs I've been playing while they were doing this? You know what mistake you guys made? You didn't have the song.
No.
They were doing push-ups together for a couple minutes. And then she stopped and started doing jumping jacks. And he stopped doing push-ups and just froze in his spot, was watching her do jumping jacks. And then she was like, okay, now I'm creeped out. I stopped.
I thought you were talking about he was flirting with Janie, and I'm like, no, Janie doesn't strike me as
an excellent song to do
push-ups.
No, he's not flirting with the 12-year-old girl.
Yeah.
This is Low Moon Uprising, and the story continues.
Okay, so
he can do push-ups.
If nobody starts passing out the potions, I will start passing out the potions.
I'm waiting for you to cast a spell on me, so
I'm casting the spell last. So drink the
potion. I'll take a potion.
Fish, take a potion.
What potion?
Everybody should have a potion except for.
You sure you want me to?
Theon.
Used to not having big heads.
Okay.
I have a shrinking spell.
7.
This spells better.
This is better. And it lasts longer.
Save your shrinking spell for something else.
Save your shrink spell for when you're shrunk.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Hey,
if that would even work.
Go from tiny to minuscule.
Now you did read in the spell. You do know and can tell them. But anything they drop, or shoot, or throw, will become large instantaneously.
I tell you guys that.
Don't drop anything.
Anything you drop, lose contact with, or shoot, or throw, will become large like it normally is.
Short
sword, not arrows, got it.
Or shoot someone with a little tiny arrow.
Yeah, if you shoot with an arrow in flight, it will enlarge to be a full-size arrow if you normally.
That'd be a cool variant. If you shoot or throw something...
Like
while you're tiny, not only does it become big, it becomes enlarged. So you shoot, as a little tiny person, you shoot an arrow and it becomes a ballista bolt.
Why does that sound like a champion's character?
It does sound like a champion's
character. Alright, anyway.
Okay. Guzzle, guzzle, guzzle.
Just not having
to into the tunnel.
I will actually cast a spell on him before I...
We become like...
Okay. Beyond, you shrink.
I shrink and I'm gone. I'm
through the tunnel. So does that mean yours is the tunnel?
Well, there are four tunnels. And she did say one of the left two was the one that the guy went down.
Did you get anything from staring at the map with no pupils for a little bit?
Oh, I feel magic.
That's fine.
Yeah,
that sounds normal to everybody now. Because you're all smart.
Yeah, because you're...
You make everybody sweet.
Did you not get anything about where we should go?
His location is down this hall. Place of residence.
Yeah, go down there.
Okay. So you've got left, less left, right, and less right.
Did I get a direction in my vision?
It was, you're pretty sure, less left.
Go to the
that's
left
where he
left
went. Way. That's where he went. Well, in your vision, that's where he went. Question is, do you want to go there and fight the 3-foot tall badgers while you're shrunk to be...
Might lead to an accident.
I'm going to try something out. I'm going to mark this with a stake.
That will be a large
that way I know which. That way I know which way it comes out, and we can test this in beginning thing.
In beginning?
You still don't want to do that, because don't you remember what happened the last time you drove a stake into the wall?
Yeah, you didn't get lost.
No, she still got lost.
No, we got attacked from the headquarters
rats. This one of rats.
And she still got
still
lost.
Got lost.
Okay.
So, we're not going to left because that's the pack of badgers. We're going.
Okay, so to be clear, your height, listen, your height, length, and width are quarters.
So if you're
not exactly 1 foot tall.
4 foot tall, then you're now 1 foot tall. If you're 6 foot tall, you are 1.5 foot tall.
Okay. I'm 1.5 foot tall.
Your
Beyond's height now.
Weight is divided by 12.
Ooh. By 12? Like, I'm like an eighth of a pound.
You can't be an eighth of a pound. That makes sense.
That would mean you weigh,
you
like,
weigh 80?
80,
yeah. I'm 1 foot 4
pounds,
and a half.
Almost 7 pounds.
I'm 1 foot 4.
Maybe the smiley face is
and weigh 14 pounds.
This happy place could be.
There you
go. Well, we were 5 foot
out of 10. How tall are you? 4 foot 6 normally. So now you're 1 foot and 1/2 inch.
I'm 16 inches
tall.
I'm aware.
I'm so tall.
It's been ongoing.
Like a mouse.
But not by much anymore. She's only 1/2 inch taller than you.
I actually have a mouse character.
If your boots had higher heels, no one would be able
to tell. And he talks
like Mickey Mouse. Going far left?
Start left? Far left?
Okay, go.
Everybody follow Brunson!
No, yeah. No, less left.
Less left is where the badges are. That's what pays towards the party.
I told you to put it back.
But do you really want to go where the 3-foot-long badgers are when you're all foot tall?
Base is just informing them.
Far left. Go far left.
I mean, pretty sure it's his first time seeing badgers, see?
Charlotte's going to
the
far left.
Okay, so who is leading? Charlotte leading?
Yeah, Charlotte's leading because she's tired of this conversation.
Okay.
I go with Charlotte.
I'll go with Charlotte.
Alright.
I'll go by myself.
14 pounds.
You weigh twice as much.
I weigh
168, yeah. Muscle 5'6".
Love it.
Is that, I got a beer.
It says 1 of 9.
Oh, I looked the wrong thing. That's my knees.
Aaron, time. Which tunnel you guys want here?
I'm following. Rocky.
They're falling in line.
Okay.
It's all lined up. Charlotte's first. Okay. So you go in. From your perspective, anyway, the tunnel goes to about 100, 120 feet. Curves slightly to the left, and then forks. You can go left or right. Both are basically ahead. You're seeing by continual light.
Miniature
red and light. Check for tracks.
No. Very effective.
Can I check
for
badger tracks?
Yeah, you're pretty sure you're going to see a messy floor. That's what you're going to see.
Okay. Well, then, let's go right.
Okay, you go right.
Hey.
This tunnel widens to be almost 3 feet wide. Which means you could almost fight side by side.
Side by side.
Okay. It curves around to the right about 150 feet or so. And then it goes left or right, both go forward. Jenny? Left or right, forward. Well, right forward or left
They're
forward.
They're going in the same direction.
Let's go
forward.
Left forward.
Huh? Okay, you're left forward. You go.
You should make this possible.
I'm trying to get my
view. Okay, you go about 50 feet or so, and then you can go left, which is sort of back left, so it's kind of back the way you came, or you can go straight.
Straight.
Okay. Curve slightly around to the right, then back to the left. Goes about 100 feet or so, and you can turn right or left. Right is kind of the direction you want to go. Left is sort of back the way you came. Okay. You go right. It goes 30 feet or so, and...
There's a badger
light.
I have a feeling we're in here.
Okay.
Which means we're going
to
have
come around the bend, and it is opening up into a room, which the room is mostly to the right. However, as Charlotte approaches the entranceway, you can already hear a chittering noise, which sounds like rats, but large, and you can all roll initiative.
Regular size.
Yay,
rats.
Initiative! Great.
But we're small.
Yes.
Is our initiative
quarter? 7.
Sonic blast is my body. So it's normal.
Are they normal rats or large rats?
No, I'm not in the front.
You're not in the front, and you're not actually fighting anyone, so you can't withdraw yet, but if you get there, you can then.
Okay. Oh,
so
I'm going to make this kind of to scale.
Oh, initiative. I'm wrong. Pretty much 50.
So,
okay. That's a more legit number. I got 13.
So, does Eric's...
If you throw Eric, he's
kind of looks like that.
Throw Eric at the rat.
The map is fairly well to scale. However, with the way you guys are now, you can actually have two people in each square fighting.
It looks a lot like the symbol that you drew earlier.
Okay. And
No.
There is no.
No. I retain my little pen.
Okay. Charlotte is in the front. Jake is right behind her. That'll help. And then the party basically goes on from that back out the hallway. No one is surprised. Try and face table. Okay.
Face table. Like that's
it. I don't have any NPCs anymore. Okay. So you have, as you come this way then, you see them coming, you realize that there are a dozen rats. Which normally is nothing. These are normal rats. However, every one of them is about as big as you are.
Butcher! It's like fighting bugbear scum.
See?
So they're like horse-sized rats.
Yes.
Disease bugbear scum.
Turn invisible,
everybody. My face only works in my face. My invisibility only works.
Okay. And anyone that would either be, well, it'd be Charlotte or Jake. Do missile fire.
Sure, I'm listening.
Janny could do missile fire if there was something you were going to do, but you can't actually see the rats. Okay. Melee 9. 8.
Yes.
Oh, 9. Do you have to wait until your initiative to do a psionic attack?
Yes. Janet.
Like one of your stuff.
Okay. So, what do we got? 8?
9.
Is that 9? No one does that.
Yeah, I got talking to the best.
Anyway. Not really. So, but you're not in the front.
Yeah.
You could squeeze past with the size of the opening. You could squeeze past on either side of them, really.
I'll go... Where are the rats at?
They're coming.
I'll go left.
And so on.
I'll go to the left and curve around. Get to the opposite side of the room.
Okay, kind of go over here or to the rats?
Kind of like a full arc. So like right where the rats meet the wall, kind of. Yeah, so I can only have rats on like one and a half sides of me.
Rats.
I'll go.
So you... That's
terrible. I think you'd be able to go number
so
two.
So you... Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Boom, boom.
Go to the bathroom and then...
Well, you started at 9, you'll arrive there at 6. Okay? 8.
Yes.
Okay, Brunson.
Casting sleep.
Okay. When like when your initiative comes, you can't actually see the rats yet. You have to wait for them to engage, or otherwise move forward one or the other. Because you're actually.
I can't just do area.
Yeah, I mean, like you could target it here, and then put the left edge of it here, and hope that you get them. You don't, but you don't know for sure. Yeah.
I guess I could hold to see when they.
One segment, so the most I can get a couple of attacks or whatever.
Oh,
but not on you. It would be on you, it would be on Charlotte.
I guess 8. I'm not
going to be 8, right? Any other 8s? 7.
Me. I draw arrow.
You're all the way. You're back here too. Oh, so it goes in the hallway, it goes. Was Theon, now this space is empty. So then it goes. Janny.
I draw arrow.
Brunson, Eric comes out. Bezor, Eric comes out. Faze.
Bezor
and Brunson.
Barrett.
While I'm running, can I check out my dagger?
Urzor.
Yes, but you can't attack him at the end of the round.
Or Bezor.
Urzor. Remember to have a dagger out.
I know.
Bezor. Looks like that one running.
Okay. When exploring dungeons, have weapon in hand, generally good practice.
Yes.
Bless
your weapon is my mind.
Unless
she is. I have the one brother.
But I don't have a quick draw dagger. Can I quick draw both my weapons?
You can roll quick draw proficiency for both weapons, however, there is a negative.
Would I get +4?
Two on each.
Okay. So then we go to 7. Brunson, or Bezor doing anything? You're in the back.
I want to move to the front.
Okay. You could. You only have Janny between you and being able to actually get in the room.
I do
right there. You could slip past Janny. You could follow Theon around to the left, or you could follow Jake, or follow around to the right.
Around to the
right. You know the rats are up there. Okay. Bezor is moving up between Jake and the wall.
Oh, rats. Send the barrack bomb in.
Okay, and you started in 7, so you can arrive there and actually attack. So did you already have Eric out? Or are you just drawing
it? I'm drawing.
So you'll be able to attack at the end of the round.
Air sword.
He's not in the lineup anymore. 6.
Oh, I arrived at 6.
Okay, so you arrive at 6, and you may attack. Oh, you didn't have a weapon out.
Quick, can I quick draw?
Yeah, you could quick draw. As long as you get at least 6 on the short sword, you can use it now. Your initiative has to be 6 or more, or be able to use short sword now.
Oh. So I
roll your quick draw. See if you can quick draw. Okay, so roll your d6.
Yes.
So you can attack. Short sword only.
It was a 4, and I get plus 3. 2. That is. Gosh, dang it, man.
You have all those high rolls on your new guy.
Great on the D6.
You'll betray you.
I hit AC 10.
I thought we were your most.
No. AC 7.
Okay. That's a miss. Okay. So first swing is a miss. Now we're in AC. We're in initiative 6. Initiative 5.
Can I see him attacking?
No.
Two natural ones in a row.
There. Okay. Move there. Yep. You just have phase in front of you, so long as he's not going to resist you, you can slip past him.
One more meet.
Then you have to slip past Janny, and then you can get out to where you could basically see from there. So, as soon as you start doing that in 6, you could be here in 4. I realize they're probably going to come before then. You could be there in 5. Okay. Any other 6s? 5. Okay, begin casting in 5. And then in 4, the rats are engaging Charlotte. And Charlotte's in 4. And the sleep spell's going off in 4.
And as the sleep spell leaves my mouth, it becomes large again and sleeps everything.
Oh, yeah. Does it affect that range?
Yeah, sound waves.
No, it doesn't affect the range. Very bad.
So if sound waves get large as they leave us, that means everybody can hear us at normal volume. Normal.
We'll hit back here.
Okay, anyway. So, in 4, as the rats are getting to you and just about to attack you, and you're just about to attack them, the sleep spell goes off. Okay? And you may roll 46.
You should roll 24.
1. 5. 4.
10 total.
6.
And all the rats fall asleep.
Cool.
Quickly, slip the giant rat throats.
Okay. Do you go around and slice the rat throats?
Yeah.
The rats are dead.
Yeah.
How many? The rats are dead. There were a dozen.
Slice them with hair.
This feels wrong, but right at the same time.
Perhaps you'd like to write for Low Moon Adventures. The Prince Albert series on Kindle is a short story series where you can write your own based on our prompts and donate them or donate half their profit to the ministry.
We've become rat hunters. The hard way.
Who are you going to call?
Yeah, I can only do it one more
rat
time.
Hunters.
The Heroes of Jackto.
Disney was
Almighty
so bad.
Rat slayers.
Plus you can cast out your spell book. Probably one more.
Some people say they
want.
There you go. Alright. There are no other entrances. There are no exits from the. There are no other exits from this room. And there is no treasure here either.
Oh, that sucks.
Yay,
took a wrong turn at
Albert. Can I see that map?
Only one.
So there's one entrance to this room?
Correct.
There's nothing on this map other than this room all the way up here that only has one entrance. No, this has two entrances. So there's nothing on this map that has one entrance.
Fear, you are not on the map yet.
Nope, we're not on the map yet. Fire.
Okay. Back out the door. We can do this a lot faster than we're currently doing it because it's more entertaining.
So, onward.
Okay. Same lineup?
Yep.
Okay. You got the left, which goes back to the way you came, or straight. So you can either go straight, which is kind of back to the big room, or you can go left and go down and turn left again, which would be going the way you want to go.
Charlotte?
Charlotte wants someone else to look in the way. More yeah. Like...
Someone more decisive?
I will guide Charlotte.
The player guides it. The player does not understand direction.
Okay. Go towards the way we want to go.
Okay. So you turn left, and then you turn left again. However, it goes about 200 feet, and it ends at a dead end.
Black. Okay. Turn around.
You go back. At the fourth, you go straight, in which case you're going to wind up back out in the big room. Or you can go back over to that part.
I think we need to take a different tone.
Okay.
So go back to the big room.
Back to the big room.
Hurry.
No, 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 I'll leave.
Okay. So who is leading in the next tunnel?
Me. Initiative off.
Somebody who's going to pay attention and do directions.
Me.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Dealing with rats actually, Jenny might not be a bad person up front as long as there's no traps, because she might not have to fight everything she encounters, but y'all seem to have to fight every animal you shot her.
Should I mark these tunnels as not being anything done?
You mean, should he pound a spike in the wall?
Sure.
No.
So just mark it. Scratch an X into it.
Okay.
Not taking go. The left, or...
Not the left,
lazy
left.
We're taking
the
lazy right.
Lazy right.
It's righty tighty, lefty.
Righty tighty.
Bolts.
No.
Okay. You go.
So you have left, right, lazy left, lazy right. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Correct.
Okay. Taking lazy right.
Okay, taking lazy right. All right.
You go in. Three.
It forks and goes right or left, but they're both still
wait,
ahead.
Lazy left. That's the magic place.
Forks and goes right or left?
Right.
Left.
Left.
Are you in front now? Then you tell me what you're doing. Right? You said you were going to be decisive. Let's go. Okay, you go right. All right, it goes right, it goes to the right, and then it goes back to the left, and there comes a point where there's a pathway that's coming in from behind you, which you think is probably the one you just didn't take. Basically just went around the little section there.
Okay? Can I see the map?
And then you go straight ahead, and it's dumping out into a room.
It's a room.
Is it the room that we came out of?
No. Oh,
you're yay. Not taking the map. Before.
New room.
New room!
Okay.
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LMGIVE, to 419-419-0095.
All right, this chamber is perhaps 10 feet in diameter, but to you it feels more like 40 feet. Here. And contains a strong animal smell.
It smells like candy.
Along the north wall is a large pile of straw. A pair of 3-foot-long squat furry beasts in the center of the room growl at your approach. Each has brown fur standing up on end in an aggressive manner.
Roll for initiative.
We come in peace.
Okay.
Danny, talk to them.
You're in the front. What do you do?
Talk them down.
Jay. There are two other exits from this room, by the way.
We come in peace.
Peace. Wait, where are they?
This is a long sword of peace.
Head to the left or head to the right, and there are two large badges that look like they're about to attack you.
Oh, I misread what the room says.
The badges. It's right ahead.
Oh, that makes more sense.
We come in peace. You leave in peace.
We're in peace. And I'm going to use my
perks. Yeah, but you stab
him. Okay. What perks went on in advance?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you stab him.
We come in peace. You be.
Alright.
As you
advance, what?
Do you get stone like left?
No. You get earth and roots. Earth and roots.
Exactly.
Dirt and trees.
Dirt and.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, anyway, as you advance forward, with every step, they look more imminent to attack.
Oh, it's okay. Stop. Look at them.
What are they, like, animals?
Badgers. Two giant badgers. We don't need no stinking badgers, but we got two giant badgers anyway.
They look like Godzilla to us, so.
Yeah, they're 3 times your size.
Does one look more distinguished than the other?
No. We're both 3 times your size.
Is there a bunch of roots?
Well, I mean, if I use shrink, will all the roots and everything come off and move along?
What?
If I use, not shrink, I can.
Well, do you have a command?
No. But there's probably not enough to tie them up. You could slow them down.
I have a hold animal and a command animal.
Why are you not in the front?
Yeah, really.
Because I have a 7 AC and 11 hit points. I prefer to stay in the back.
Well, I get that, but you're causing more fights.
You're causing than you need to have.
Okay, what do you do?
I didn't use a if she waits for another 30 seconds, I have a pack.
I can screw up and...
I want to summon insects.
Okay, on them. Okay.
But insect size proportionate to power to her.
It'll be the strength of
only affects our size and very quick.
Right. So when the
you realize badgers eat insects, right?
Yeah, but not
don't be distracted by that.
Like,
as soon as she casts the spell, I have something.
Buffet.
Alright, so she throws her hands in their direction, and suddenly swarming insects appear and begin to bite. They're like mosquitoes, flies, and gnats.
Dude, they're like 747s compared to those.
You're pretty much not that big. You're summoning the plague.
Yeah, they look like birds to you. But anyway, they're swarming and attacking the one badger.
She went with Mark and Uwe.
And the other badger is trying to help the first badger, and so they are not attacking you.
All right, let's go. Leave.
Leave?
No.
Yeah, they're being distracted. Let's go.
They will chase us down.
Follow Jenny.
Let's go.
Murder. Roll initiative.
No.
Can I attack them with Eric while they're distracted?
Just split Blues Brothers.
Okay, roll initiative.
I have 7. I want to do...
Okay,
yeah, Why? We could have avoided this guy. We could have avoided all this.
Yeah. So how much bonus?
What do you?
I was gonna try to climb on one of their backs.
One has two. What?
Two. Is it really?
This one has 3. No, and the one that the happy smiley face.
Yeah, but she's coming over.
Okay. So you're gonna run and try to jump on his back, basically. I'll give plus 2.
It's probably this room here. Assuming that's the room.
Okay. Any missile fire, and we're now in the room we actually have Janny, Jake, Theon.
Dude, this is pretty dire. These things are 3 times our size.
Why am I in the back?
Older
command. That's not you. You're right there.
No.
You're actually up here. And it was Charlotte that was the back. She didn't want to lead on make all the choices anymore.
I am trying to pull a that only counts as 1. Okay.
Alright.
That's what I'm doing.
Any missile fire, and in the room we have Janny, Jake, Theon, and Baethor.
We're gonna avoid it all.
Yes, but not during missile fire because you can't see them yet. Oh, yes, you can because it's straight ahead. You'll have to fire past your entire party to do it, though.
Call shot.
There will be a chance. If you call shot, you can't possibly lose your party. That would be a meeting.
Right.
You're going to shoot one of the badgers in the head in melee. You're going to try to shoot one in the head, basically. Okay? So, no other missile fire. Druid spells. Melee 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm going to do, though, because...
Ward the back again.
I only have 1 sleep spell left.
Darts would be moderately effective, but...
Yeah, they come back.
Ward the back.
Yeah,
because they're going to be whole size once you throw them.
It looks like you're throwing missiles.
I'm in the back, so I can do this one. Guess I'm holding.
Okay. 8. Good. 7. Yeah. 8. Okay, Theon and 8.
I'm at 7.
You run and jump on, try to jump on the back of the badger. Acrobatics?
Nope, but I really good dexterity.
Roll a d20.
That's 5.
Okay, so Theon runs and jumps on the back of the badger that is not being eaten by bugs.
And I start stabbing it. In the back.
Okay, jump on the back and stab it back. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let you get 1 melee attack on it before this round is over.
Guys, we could have avoided all of this.
Nope, I missed.
They were distracted by insects.
I rolled
3, 6, 1.
That would be,
Okay, so Theon is on the back of the badger, but he did not kill it.
Or, that would be AC 8. Damaged.
Does he get attacked by
AC 8 hit?
No.
From its back?
No.
Okay.
Okay. 7. Okay, so let's call shot and 7. We'll do that first, and then we'll do base.
I don't even remember what
roll the hit. Roll the natural 20.
Roll the 19.
Close enough. So you're shooting the one that doesn't have the bugs, I presume.
Yep.
Okay. So you shot it in the head. Your arrow becomes full size in flight. Okay? Which means everyone in front of her will need to make a saber versus rod staff's wand, as this 2 foot wide passageway is now filled with an entire arrow shaft.
Me?
Everyone in front of Charlotte.
Yeah. Except for Theon, because he's on the bed. Okay?
So who's on
Phase. Phase or shake. Hi. You're fine if you got one. Okay. And your damage is D6 plus 2.
Actually, yeah, you're second level.
6.
I'm pretty sure you failed.
3 plus 2 is
6.
I'm sorry. I'm on 4th level because.
Is it point blank?
Yes. That's what. You got times 2 for point blank and times 3 for cold shot. So.
I made a 9.
You're lucky I let you reroll.
I got
it. No, because that hit your finger.
Yeah, I know. She went to roll it and I accidentally.
Thanks.
I got a natural 20. I wonder why.
Actually, that's not
true. That did leave by one.
No, it didn't. It would have kept going.
Okay. So basically, what happens is the fletchings of the arrow run across your shoulder and the side of your head, and it sounds like a big brush across your armor, and you take 2 points of damage.
My armor is shiny now.
The cross, Charlotte. I
roll
a
Arden. Roll, did you fail your save then?
I don't have it down.
You don't have it down? And you're what, levels? 3, 2. So Rod, Staff, and Wand, Cleric, 3 is 14.
Druid 3
is 14. And Mage is 11. So you made it.
Yay!
Nice. Oh, Illusionist must be different.
Well, it's probably
the Druid one. Illusionist, Rod, Staff, Wand. First, we took level is 11.
My saves are wrong.
It's very possible.
Mine says 13. Fourth level training.
She 11. Oh.
What's my what's my petrified polymer?
14.
What's the poison?
I'm sorry. That was 14. It's realized 14. Petrified polymer is 13. Rosset one 11. Front weapon 15. Spell 12.
Okay, so I just had Rod's
that one. Yeah, that happens a lot because they're not in the same order in the book. Okay, Arden, roll d20.
Oh. Arden. Hi. I rolled a 4.
Okay. So the head and upper body of the badger in front of you explode in an array of blood and shards of bone.
Oh my!
Cover you pretty much from head to toe and send you flying backwards into the wall behind the back.
I throw up mid-fly.
Well, what happened? How did this happen?
She just blew the head off the badger with a full-size arrow. Okay? You take 2 points of damage.
Okay.
And basically all up inside your armor and you're covered in blood and bone.
All up in there.
It's in my mouth!
I would apologize. I had my mouth closed.
You know?
All right. That was in 7, correct?
Yeah, I need 6.
And did Bazor have 7? I think.
Yeah, I had 7.
Okay, there's one badger left, and you can run up there and attack it if you want.
And
there's no one else right there, actually, so you shouldn't risk hitting anyone. But
what happened to the other badger?
She blew the head off it.
That's three foot long badgers.
Yes, I attack with my ass.
3 feet of each badger. Roll the hit.
19. I might have actually hit somebody.
You hit.
I hit by myself.
Hit.
My first ever hit.
I
have a minus 6.
What's the damage?
D20.
Still?
Yeah.
10.
Okay. The axe sinks deeply into the side of the badger's head, takes its ear off, bone, and it sags over dead.
Nice.
Roll and roll a D20.
Oh no.
Okay, nothing happens. He stops.
Good shot, Eric.
He's so perilous.
Everybody's flinching. Like, whoa, it actually worked this time.
Wait.
Okay, the badgers are dead.
Oh dear, heck, it's their
swing. What is this?
The bugs continue to eat the badger for a couple more minutes.
What is this stuff?
It's like so bad.
Okay.
Okay, 2 exits.
Does it look like this room?
Arden, roll a d6.
Does it look like the shirt got
hit? I rolled one. That's a real go, real bad.
The exits look in the right place.
Bad. Okay, I think we're in this room.
What'd you roll?
No, one.
You notice a secret door.
Ooh, secret door. Guys, secret door.
Bottom right hand corner of the room.
What color?
Wall
same color.
Color
as the wall.
It's secret for a reason.
Yeah, you see if you can open it?
Yes.
Roll percent LAs.
Does it have a lock?
Trying to find out. Running out of time.
Huh. 37.
Okay, you open the secret door.
And out comes more badgers.
Nope.
And we find out that we're in the fortress.
Nope.
It's right by dragon.
No,
restless immediately.
No, the shortcut to the
end.
We find out the father.
Okay.
Because
we're small.
No, we find out what a TV is.
In the little room that it reveals, you see a small set of items, basically. You see a flute.
Dragon. I have a bird flute.
Say what?
A flute, a silver bracelet, a silver ring, and a pair of emeralds.
I want a pair of emeralds.
Don't touch anything. I'm checking for traps.
What about this?
I'll take them all.
You become so greedy. You used to be such a good
four.
Like jewelry.
I do.
Four.
Okay, no traps.
Okay.
Is there anything magically about?
Don't know. Do you have detect magic?
Not overtly, no. Like major magical effect that makes sense.
What is there?
It was made.
There's a flute, which is made of ivory, a silver bracelet. A silver ring set with a pearl.
I want that one.
And a pair of
silver rings.
I want that one too.
Are you small? I'm gonna pick up the flute and try to channel my inner.
They're big.
Rich people lessons I didn't
for you.
Pay attention to
but not
and play
to
it.
Carry.
I'm gonna grab the emeralds.
To you, they'll be like.
Can I play this one? I wouldn't be able to.
And two emeralds. Oh, so silver bracelet.
Silver ring set with a pearl. A silver bracelet.
If we pick them up, do they get small?
No.
Thank you.
So like really the
so the emeralds are about half as big as you.
I mean,
about,
half.
About a third.
So I think the rings about
that. That would you carry them both. It's gonna be like a lot. You won't be able to do anything.
Well, that's Jenny. I don't think you're gonna totally recover that arrow.
It's a
nope. You're not gonna be recovering that arrow.
What if we pick the stuff up? Does it shrink down?
Nope.
The ring's about for him.
Well, we're not gonna be able to get the stuff in. I don't know why we're not.
Wait, I have a pair of emeralds.
It's possible to get it. It's just a matter of.
An ivory flute? There's no way we're going to be able to carry
an ivory flute. You like carrying a staff? It's a foot and a half. It'd be like a foot and a half. So
like,
it wouldn't be. It's not going to be convenient.
I'll take any way to hit somebody with it.
Miniature with staff that is too big around and
you don't
half against all CS.
You got weapons that you need to carry.
Can I try to play it?
You blow in a hole that's that big?
Puts his entire head in the hole.
What color is that?
Later
the echoes in here.
Later I'm going to try to channel my inner rich people lessons I didn't pay attention to and play it at some point.
But
okay, who's got the bracelet? Probably wear it across
he has one
the shoulder.
He has
like
a bandolier.
He has an emerald. Danny is taking one emerald.
I'll take the ring and wear it like a belt. Because I'm the smallest.
Is there a bracelet still?
Okay, you wear the bracelet like a bandolier.
Okay.
Like a warrior.
Who wants the other emerald?
I'll take the staff fruit.
Okay.
My hands are.
It's like this big.
I thought you said it was a staff, not.
Yeah,
not
baby. It's bigger. As I said, it's bigger around than normal.
Oh. Well, never mind.
That's not good. It's about 2 inches around. So
somebody else can
you're a foot tall, and it's about 2 inches
around.
I want
a staff. Right.
I also have a 9 strength. So.
It's about a foot around your thigh.
You guys are mean.
It's like a branch
on
a trunk.
I gotta keep my hands
up. A large branch. Okay, so you're wearing a bandolier bracelet. You've got a gem.
I've got a ring.
Is there any,
anybody
belt?
Else want
okay, you're wearing a ring belt. Okay, I'll give you that one,
don't
I guess.
Don't embiggen while you
were. Yeah. Cuts in half.
Is there anything like any kind of writing or anything on my item?
No. About no it? Writing on any of the
items. Anybody else taking the other emerald?
Or bracelet.
And I'll take the other emerald.
Alright,
which hand are you carrying it in? Because that hand will do nothing.
Put it down.
You can set it down in combat.
Keep it on my shield hand.
Gotta carry it like this, and you just have to drop it right away when you start to fight. That way you drop on your toe or trip over.
Damn it.
It's on your toe.
Can't throw it in his backpack? Can't make it fit?
You could. It would fit in the backpack if you take everything out.
Strap it to the backpack?
That's
of course, it's going to get crowded in here if you take everything out of your backpack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, the hallway's blocked by my iron rations.
Just take the backpack
now. You just take the backpack and just go.
This could actually be a really effective way to save food. You shrink yourself down.
Good thing you learned what the spell did. If you just all did it with the potions and nobody knew, that would have been hilarious.
Yeah. If you're dying in the desert because you don't have food, all you have left is an apple, use that shrink spell on yourself, take the apple out of your bag.
There you go.
And you can shrink like the whole party and then like the party's got a feast for like a week.
There you go.
Improved
reduced person solves the food shortage.
By the way, you need this in the other party.
See, they didn't make a movie out of that. Actually.
This is how we're gonna save world hunger.
Dead.
Like James and the Giant Peach. It's like James and the Giant.
You mean end world hunger?
Oh, we're gonna start it.
Okay.
Exactly. That was the message. So we start.
Let's go.
We're going. We're leaving. Yeah. Goodbye.
Start something.
We want to go, Dan. We want to go through this one.
Okay. Yep. So we're head left. Okay. It walks, winds around to the left, you go about 150 feet or so, you think, and then it winds slightly around to the right, and then it gets pretty straight, it's winding a little bit, it's pretty straight, and it goes for a long time. Like, feels like over a mile, and you're small.
How long have you been shrunk?
By the time you walk that, probably close to an hour.
2 hours in the snow, right?
We only had 2 hours to coordinate your attack with what's his face.
Let's jog.
Okay.
Somebody carry me.
Couple times.
Throw your dog out of your pocket. We can all ride it.
I have no proficiency.
Charlotte.
It's idiotic.
Carry me as we jog.
Yeah. It's bigger than 2 foot around, it would kill it.
It's a 4 foot tall dog.
If it dies,
we can ride his dog.
Like,
but not in here. Okay?
That's the time somebody
so you out. Walk the 2 miles or so.
Running.
Curves around to the left. Jumps out into a chamber.
Has it got whoop-de-woos in the middle?
No.
No whoop-de-woos?
Is there any squirrels?
20-foot wide chamber, which seems like 80 foot to you.
Does it have a chasm in it?
It's dimly lit by pockets of phosphorescent lichen, which cling to the walls, and the 15-foot high ceiling, which seems like 60 to you. Slow-moving river bisects the room into north and south areas.
There's the whoopers.
The water is clear and appears to be at least several feet deep. Three moss-covered stepping stones are situated in the middle of the river.
I hope you guys know how to swim.
They're crocodiles.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
How far is the, or how wide is
the river? Is 7 feet wide.
I think this is Frogger.
I just command a crocodile to take me across.
No.
Can I just
I can't put VM 28 feet?
No.
Can I just, like, jazz run across the
If you were your full size and he was this size, you could easily throw him 28 feet.
If you, but now you should have put him size. In your backpack.
No, you can't throw him 28 feet.
You
put
Theon out of your backpack, he's
normal
size.
Nice.
So I can't.
He's like a papoose, and then he throws him, and he's like,
not 28 feet, no. Maybe.
Can I just, like, jazz run across the stepping
stones? Maybe.
I'm gonna try it.
There are three stones.
You've never done a jazz run?
So you're 1 foot, and you have to jump about 2 foot each time. So it's going to be the equivalent of a 6 to 8 foot jump from stone to stone.
I got it. Don't worry about it.
You play golf. I don't think you need that skill at all.
You got to learn how to run one stone for golf.
You don't even do it by the time.
Not too many calisthenics at all.
Safely,
I
lose
the ball after 10 seconds and not looking at it.
Do you guys have... conditioning for golf.
They do lifting weights and
2 days. Yeah.
You could probably throw them 8 feet, whether or not they would have a controlled landing. Only 1 day as it was.
I could
throw you.
I think I would rather jump.
Okay, jump.
Okay.
Never toss.
You run and jump.
The one.
No problem. He jumps to the first stone.
To the first.
With a front flip.
How much do you
weigh?
Fancy.
I weigh
in his mind. He did a front flip.
2
jumps to the second stone easily.
This is like American Ninja Warrior.
12.
Easily jumps the last stone and now across the river.
Slowly. 11.
No problem. He jumps across the river. He's on the other side.
Okay, that looked easy enough.
Yeah, it wasn't that hard.
Me.
Speak for yourself.
I create water. How much water can I create?
I like how I bring my... I could have brought my boat. Have like a little cube.
I could float on my own boat.
Okay, who's going next?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, can I see my armor float?
How much water can you create?
Forget it exactly. It's enough for like.
What if it'll fill this?
Oh,
wait.
You mean?
This thing though, like. If
you, yeah, but why would you want to do that? The point is to avoid pounding. But drowning. You probably could fill this area. Yeah.
No D.
This one.
Okay. Anyway, jump to the first stone. Roll a D1.
Six.
No problem. Woo. It comes from the left and goes to the right.
You done fall. She done fall. That was not what you rolled. You rolled a 17.
We're just like tossing rope over here, so the rest of us are
done. Right there. She done fall.
So it's not something I can just...
What happened?
She missed by one.
Okay. But you jump to the next stone, no problem.
Oh.
So you have a bonus.
I have 10.
How far is the jump between each stone?
2 feet, or less. A little less.
Feels like 8 feet.
It feels like 8 feet because you're only just a little bit tall.
My next roll was...
It's because the druid can shrink and...
Hold on. She jumps to the first stone. She jumps to the second stone and she's just sort of balancing barely like she's almost skid off the edge. She goes back. She runs to jump to the third stone. As she jumps to the third stone, as she's at the top of the arc, a trout leaps out of the water, grabs it with his mouth, and disappears.
Oh!
Hi, Jamie!
You're dead.
That's all
right.
Instantaneous druid spell. Command fish.
Hold in.
Okay, first of all, hold on a second. Okay, so you take 4 points of damage.
Ow. It is Frogger.
Also, you are underwater in the trout's mouth. Okay.
I'm gonna use bear
and
strength.
It's trying to swallow you.
I wanna use bear strength.
Good water breathing, that would be
and also you have a limited it amount of time that you can breathe.
Okay?
Yeah. I wanna use bear strength at the moment. I got some pills in.
Okay. We don't have to roll for initiative, but if someone has an action or you want to take, just tell what it is.
So
if you actually find a way to engage the trout, what's that?
So it went underwater?
Yes, the trout. Basically, you've seen trouts leap up out of the water. She leapt from one stone to the other, and as she was about midair, he went,
like
grabbed her down back in the water, like they do with flies or things like that.
Brunson, give me one of your darts.
You weren't that fast. and that's right. If it was held, it would blow down.
Spear fishing.
But if you found it, it's got to be upwards of the stones right now.
Don't hit
Danny. I get one of Brunson's darts.
No, it might not work that way.
Yes.
As soon as I let go of it, it might... I'm going to try to pass him a dart.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to get huge as soon as it leaves my hand, or...
It sounds perilous.
Okay. So
like,
you...
take his dart.
Just make sure that you're both holding the dart at the same time, and as soon as it's in your hand, it gets full size. Yeah.
It's like a javelin.
I'm trying to stab the fish.
Okay, so you've got a dart that's about half as big as you are. And you're moving to the water edge to look and see if you can see the fish and giant spear fish it. Okay? He's moving to the water's edge trying to fairy fire the fish. Alright? Meanwhile, you bear strength yourself.
What's this?
Hello. Hey. Yeah, we're done in 5 minutes. We're trying to finish up with it. Okay. It'll take us a little bit of time to clean up anyway. So. Okay, thanks. Bye. Okay. So you have bear strength, and then what are you trying to do?
I'm trying to grab it. I'm trying to slam a wild crab.
You're underwater.
You're underwater, like, in its mouth. So you basically, like, probably have to pry its mouth open first thing to get free. Okay? So roll percentile this.
Okay.
Fish's mouth. In the inside.
Internal breath. I got 30.
Okay. So you're it's got you in, like around its chest, around your chest, and you kind of go like this. You grab it and you pull, and then you twist out of it, and so now you're kind of dangling from its mouth, and it's whipping you around in the water. Make a dex check.
What's Ryan?
D20 roll equal or less than your dex.
You got to pull its head up, so
so you're now in front of it, extended, holding its mouth open, and it's trying to close its mouth. You're strained against it. Your spell is
and
a little amount of time.
Luminous.
And you feel like you're stronger than the trout is. You probably could pull its mouth open beyond the safe point. Okay. Meanwhile, the trout begins to glow all of a sudden.
Oh, it's got bioluminescent defense. That's what it has.
Oh,
it's like those fish
okay.
that have like...
And you may roll percentile dice again. So you it whips you around and you pull and you just can't really get a good grip.
Help me! Help me!
You see the glow, but you don't actually see the fish. So you would be aiming with a negative two to hit. Plus you're probably not switching starters here.
Help me!
Daggers and longswords are your thing.
Use it like a longsword.
You could throw your longsword in there, but then again, that would suck.
You throw it.
Smash, I throw it there.
Front and start, I'm comfortable.
You have darts?
Yep.
Yeah.
Probably nice.
Please don't kill me while I'm trying to get out of this fishing
mouth. Yeah. Okay, roll again. Roll another D20.
Probably had an issue.
What number?
Okay. Go ahead.
Eight.
Okay. When you throw the dart, as soon as it leaves your hand, it enlarges to be almost the same size as his dart. It zips into the water. Roll another d20. Oh, okay. You're
I'm
thrusting
going to die.
All right. So there's a kind of a rush, a whoosh in the water as a dart soars past you, but it does not hit you or the fish. Okay. There's also like a suction a little bit as something thrusts into the water and then pulls back out, looking like a big spear or log or something comes down. But you're surrounded by bubbles and the fish is glowing. It's really disorienting. Make a con check or begin to drown. So roll a d20 versus con or less. Equal or less than your con. Fail. So you take 5 points of damage, and you're now you're now actively drowning.
5 points of damage. Yeah, I know. And I'm drowning.
Right now, the bear strength is still in effect. The bear strength is still in effect right now.
Who's anchored right now?
You.
Oh. Autumn, erase that.
What?
They anchored at forfeit.
No, she was anchored.
She was, but then he anchored Dion instead.
I wrote it down.
Okay, so what you saw was you fairy fired the fish. You got a basic idea of where it's at. It's still trying to swim upstream. Within a minute or so, it will swim out the entrance of the water and then be out of reach. He tried to slam it with the giant dart spear thing, and Charlotte threw a dart at it, but all missed.
How close is it to me?
Okay, in the round before it goes out the entrance, she could throw 3 darts. You could thrust at it 1 time.
How close is it to me?
So you mean like,
I don't know, like an eight or so.
I'm gonna die, guys. I'm gonna die by a trout.
Does it look like to be any plant
die,
like in the water?
What?
Like in a seaweed or something?
No. There doesn't seem to be any undergrowth in the water at all. It's not clear, but that's...
I really have to use one of these.
I'd have to do a web spell.
I didn't use...
Yeah, web doesn't work underwater.
Can y'all make me breathe underwater?
I mean, it'll work, but all it does is make a big, mucky blob. It dissolves really fast.
I'm going to... I think I have an extra dagger.
Just think, she never knew she was a sack.
I can mind blast the trout.
I'm going to run.
Do it.
Towards
she's the
trout.
Best. Do it.
That's kind of run. Overkill. I want to get 2 of those.
I'm going to run the only option now.
I'm going to run
I'm
towards
gonna
the trout.
I'm going to die.
Dive in the water.
Okay, you're going to try to dive in the water.
Oh. Well, I just ruined my plan.
Not really.
Well, now you just injured yourself.
Okay, well, you've got a +2 because of the fairy fire, -4 because of can't actually see it. -2 because of the water, but you're basically trying to dive on it. So roll the d20.
Okay.
Yeah. Roll natural 20, it won't matter.
16.
Good enough. Okay. So there's a huge splash in the water, and you're starting to black out from drowning. And you basically bounce off the side of the trout. So you're holding on the side of its fin with one hand, and she's right in front of you, and you just can't see squat because you're on a position.
Drive my sword into its side.
Is this before or after Theon grapples it?
Probably after. So there's a chance you get to him. Roll again. Okay.
I'm really gonna die.
Darts.
I'm working on
right
it.
Now.
I'm gonna die.
2, 3. Thank you. Hit.
I was a fishing.
Oh, but he's got quite a bit. Okay.
So. Yeah, fishing too.
Oh no, I don't have fishing.
Dagger proficiency includes throwing automatically, not specialized daggers, but you throw your regular dagger automatically. Still want to attack around, that's your attack.
Well, so I got my Warhammer.
When you're living out in the wilds, you pick up one
better. That's how I got my Warhammer.
But actually, you thrusted the spear with it already, so if it gets out of the room this round, you would have
time.
You have one round.
Anyway.
But she hit it twice with darts, so, and the darts are actually stuck in the side of it, but she didn't kill it. Okay? It does not actually have a hold of Janny, but Janny's clearly starting to black out. So basically, you can attack the fish, or you can try to grab her.
I'm going
to
grab her. The
problem is if you drop your short sword.
Did I have my short sword out yet?
Not necessarily. You could have probably quick brought it. So.
I'm going to grab her and okay. Swim to the surface.
Alright, roll a d20.
Is this dexterity? Oh. That's a 19.
Okay. So you latch onto her clothing, basically, and you have a hold of her. Roll a pound or less. D20.
Make it less than 15.
Contact. Any check versus a stat, you're going to roll equal or less on that d20.
Well, that don't count.
Oh. You should have counted it. It did
hit the pencil. 5 points of damage. Drowning.
Yep. I'm working on it.
Okay, so you have a hold of her. Do you have swimming proficiency?
No.
Okay, so you will be struggling yourself to get to the surface, carrying all of your normal equipment and her. Okay. So.
What am I doing now?
Okay. Swim proficiency based off of strength.
Ugh.
So roll a d20 strength or less.
That's a 3.
Okay. So you're moving toward the surface of the water. The trout has had enough of all of this, and it's going to try to swim away.
Can I?
Yes.
I'm going to try. Actually, I'll hold out my spear and try.
Okay. The non-Pompeian.
He's like,
is it Theon?
I'm trying to swim.
Theon and Jamie.
Theon and Jamie. Okay. You got one more check?
Check.
Roll d20, pound or less.
Five.
Okay, so you're going to take a mere 2d6 of damage from the drop. 8 more.
Oh my gosh. How did you roll so bad on the other ones?
8 minus 11.
Okay.
3.
Alright. However, when you bring her to the surface, you're holding on to the spear, you're dragging him out, dragging her out, she's holding on to her and dragging
please
him out.
Not tell me
when you break the surface, you get hit points back for because you go. Is
7.
But you see spots and you feel horrible, and your staff is somewhere in the river.
Did it not get big?
It must have, but it's somewhere in the river.
How big is the water actually?
Your staff, the one that you carry and walk with everywhere you go.
How big is the water actually?
7 feet across and
telekinesis?
6 to 10 feet deep.
But it was upstream, so it was likely stopped by the stepping stone. The staff's like 4 feet.
If it even rolled. It's not saying it like left the room, but it's under the water.
Right. I don't know what's crazy.
As is the emerald, probably.
Can I get big again?
Would you like to die?
But that's almost ironic. The only person around here that actually travels around small sometime.
I'm gonna look next to the stones and see if that happens.
Okay.
Rolled and water flowed downstream.
I'm traumatized.
Enough to hit the stones.
I almost got hit by the fish and drowned and everything else.
I hate fish.
This is why I stopped fishing.
With a search, you can find the staff. But not the emerald.
No, because I hate fish. So the gem that was on the... Oh, the emerald.
The gem that she was carrying is lost.
Oh!
But the staff is fine.
That wasn't...
But the staff is full size.
Right.
So it's 6 feet long.
It's remember that emerald you had?
That big around. So it's big around as your thigh.
Voice the most scary.
Put it forward and walk.
Push it along the ground as you go.
A
tiny party charges in, pushing a staff.
That's a plus two to hit.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.